step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
The month for those between 6 and 17, those payments will continue through the end of this year. I'm Tony Allen.
This report is sponsored by Smart Mouth, the only 24-hour mouthwash with twice daily use.
In Ohio County today, crews coming down to the short strokes on the U.S. Route 40 work beneath the I-70 overpass. Intermittent single-lane shutdowns between Kruger and Overbrook streets should go away by end of business today as this project wraps. And in downtown Wheeling, tomorrow, a free Chariot Street Festival will get underway around 2 p.m. at the Wheeling Heritage Port on Water Street. Featuring Indian street food, family entertainment, and a 5 p.m. parade, the event wraps at 8. That is your latest. I'm Carol Finelli, Total Traffic.
There's nothing that'll scare your hot date away faster than bad breath. Luckily, Smart Mouth Mouthwash has got your back for 24 full hours with 2 rinses a day. Smart Mouth is available anywhere mouthwash is sold, so pick up a bottle today or visit smartmouth.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. Dennis wants me to let you know Breaking Skin is open 7 days a week with 8 tattoo artists and 2 piercers ready to roll. And yes, you can walk right in without an appointment. At Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport, they prioritize professionalism in a clean and sanitary environment. And don't forget about Resurrection Island Tattoo Convention coming your way Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing will be there, and so should you.
Find the employees you need to get your business moving. Sign up with iHeartAdBuilder.com and create a custom radio ad to reach job seekers listening to stations just like this one. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that Jesus has told us that whatever we say, without doubting and believe it will come to pass, we will have. So the way we receive the faith to say it without doubting, we see right here. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you find a promise in God's word for what you're believing for, you continue to speak that word over and over again, and faith will come that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God will perform what he said he would do. This has been Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Chris Collinsworth. Here's what's trending on the iHeart Sports Network, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Baseball is back. The Major League's returning from the All-Star break. The Pirates tonight host the Mets at PNC Park. The Penguins need to submit their list of protected players to the NHL by tomorrow, ahead of the Kraken's expansion draft next week. Team USA Basketball will not play its exhibition against Australia tonight for health and safety protocol issues. Bradley Beal, meanwhile, has officially been ruled out of the Olympics. I'm Matt McCoy.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SPORTS for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SPORTS for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
A partly sunny sky on this Friday. It'll be very warm and humid with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms will start to break out during the afternoon hours, continuing into Friday night with low temperatures in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms around, especially in the afternoon, highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Chef Hexla.
Bloom Daddy.
Living in the past, it's a new generation. Go do what you want to do, but the next one's gone.
All right, welcome back to the show, 800-624-1170. So I've got a special guest, Karen Gravano, the daughter of notorious mob boss Sammy the Bull Gravano, from MTV's docuseries Families of the Mafia, which returns tonight at 9 o'clock on MTV. Karen, first of all, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So take me through what people are going to see on Families of the Mafia. What do they have in store for the upcoming season?
I mean, I like to say that this is it has grown up since last season. And what it really takes you into is the families, the behind the doors of people who had notorious lifestyles and, you know, are connected to organized crime. But I like to say, like, my father is playing a really, you know, bigger role in this season, my daughter, and it's multi-generational. So basically it gets into where it all started from was with my father, you know, the things that he's done in his life that affected me, the things that I have done in my life that has affected my daughter, and my daughter trying to navigate into a different direction. We also have added two new families, the Cotolos and the Neufelds, on who have, you know, huge stories. There's so much history that are connected with those families. So we are able to not only follow them in current life, but go back in history and bring it all together, tie everything in. We have two, you know, the other two families that were on last season, which are the Old Tools and the LaRoccas. They're rejoining us. And, you know, they have a lot of issues that they're struggling, which are very relatable to real life, everyday situations that, you know, families other than, you know, families that are connected to organized crime can relate to.
So let me go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I also will be following, I have a loved one in prison who's serving a life sentence. So, we're really following a lot of prison reform and injustice, and it plays a really big role in this season.
I was going to ask you, I mean, try to explain the best way you can what it was like growing up as the daughter of the underboss of the Gambino crime family. Like, when did you realize at what age what your father did for a living or who he was?
You know, there was signs throughout my childhood, but I just felt regular because my friends or cousins, their fathers were involved, or grandfathers or uncles in that lifestyle. So I never felt different. When I was, when Paul Castellano was murdered, I think it was 85, I started to realize that my father was involved in a lifestyle that could potentially be dangerous, and started seeing the other side of, I call it the dark side of that lifestyle. You know, I was always shielded. My father did his best. Like, what he did outside the house, he never brought home. So even if there was signs, like, I never questioned him because he always made everything okay. And I always say at the end of the day, he was my provider, my protector. And he never made me feel like he was out there doing something wrong. And also where I grew up in, you know, Brooklyn, Staten Island, gangsters at that time were looked up to as celebrities. So I couldn't imagine he was a bad guy because people looked up to these men. And I guess when he finally got arrested when I was 19, it just all came full circle and was dumped on my lap. And I had to really dig deep and see what it was, you know, that my father, you know, what that lifestyle was.
Did
and
you
really come to an understanding for myself?
When you realized kind of what he was doing, did you ever confront him? Did you ever ask him? And if so, what was his response?
You know, when my father was first arrested, it was like everything was in the newspaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1990, and, you know, I didn't ask him. When he cooperated, I went through a period of time where I was so angry with him because I didn't understand, and I almost felt like he was leaving me. And it was probably when he came out of prison, after he cooperated, I wanted to know everything. Yeah, I did confront him. Like, why did you get involved in this? Why was this something that you turned your back on and walked away? Like, I really had to understand who he was as an individual. And I think understanding that was why he got involved in the mob. And, you know, I think from what he told me, it was just, you know, that was part of his culture where he grew up. It was something he looked up to. And it was, you know, it was something that he believed in wholeheartedly at the time.
Talking to Karen Gravano right now, the daughter of notorious mob boss Sammy the Bull Gravano from MTV's docuseries Families of the Mafia. Do you ever sit back? I mean, you said he was your protector, he was your friend. I mean, what kind of a dad was he? Because everybody else knows Sammy the Bull as one of the most vicious killers the mafia has ever seen. How do you come to grips with that? And what did you see?
I've seen a friend. And that's why, you know, I think for me to be able to tell this story and this season, you kind of like really dig into the relationship between my father and myself. And I think that, you know, so many people see a man outside the house, but what he is to me in the house is always someone that has looked out for me, protected, and wanted what's best for me. So I only have love and respect for him. I understand he took the wrong path, but that was his path. He never, you know, as far as being a father, abandoned his role to me. He's always, still to this day, make sure that he does his best to be able to take care of me by any means necessary.
You're an attractive woman. Back in the day, when you maybe had a kid from high school that wanted to date you, when they came to your house and realized who your dad was, did that ever cause any issues? Because I would have turned and ran the other way.
I'm sure it did. I probably lost out on a couple of, you know, dates back in the day. But like I said, if you ever met my father, like even he was very, you know, like he played cards with us. He never approached, you know, his family's side of life with as a mob boss. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? What he did in the street, he was. But when he was home, you know, he was just my father.
So. Now, he has a podcast now where he talks about his past. He's pretty open. How has that caused you issues? Do you ever like call him up and say, "Hey, Dad, can you tone it down a little bit?"
Well, I'm always at the edge of my seat because I never know what he's gonna say. But I do know one thing, and I always say, "Sammy's gonna be Sammy. This is who he is," and I respect him for that. When he does something, he does it 100%. And you know, when he said he's gonna tell the story, you got to tell it all. He can't. He's a gangster, and people, you know, he's not going to get up there and tell half the story and try to sugarcoat it for people to, you know, if he's going to say it how it is. So I respect that, and I understand it. And I think it's time for him to tell his story. There's so many misconceptions out there, and there's so many documentaries and, you know, movies that really didn't get it right. They got some facts, but I think, you know, nobody can tell it better than the person that lived it.
You just talked about how, you know, what he did for a living kind of impacted you. How's it impacting his granddaughter, your daughter, Karina?
I mean, one thing my father has always taught me and I've instilled in my daughter is hustle and drive and work ethic. And I think that Karina has that times 1,000, and she so much wants to be able to build her own brand and her own story. You know, every time someone says, "Oh, this is Karen's daughter, this is Sammy the Bull's granddaughter," you know, she wants to be able to create her own identity. And I think at her age, she's very much able to do that more than I was at, you know, 22 years old. And she follows what she wants to do, and she's right on the right path. And I think she's learned from all our lessons. So if I have to say we had to go through all this for a reason, then I feel like, yes, this is the reason to be able to, you know, to help her and my nephews and, you know, people who want to listen to the story. All that glitters ain't gold. And sometimes, you know, what looks great and fascinating isn't always at the end of the day. So
don't take offense to this question because I don't want a horse head ending up in my bed. But no. How is your dad still alive? I mean, you know, he was implemental in bringing down John Gotti. He's been very out in the open, spilling the beans. I mean, from everything that we're told about the mafia, us outsiders, it's you spill the beans, you end up 6 feet under. Do you fear for his life?
Right. I mean, I think I've equally feared for his life when he was in the mob, right? Because people in his era were getting killed pretty much left and right. And it's usually your best friend that calls you in and does that. So I don't think there's any more of a threat on his life now than it was back in the 80s and 90s when he was in the life. Yes, you know, but you have to also understand there's a lot of people who didn't go to prison because my father helped them. He has a lot of respect from people in that lifestyle, a lot of old timers. And reality is,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, he was good at what he did. And if, you know, like, I hate to say this, and I'm like, but my father was a hitman. So he understands that world. And what's coming for him. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he doesn't put himself in predicaments where it would be easy to take him out.
All right. So a lot of reality shows wreck a lot of families and bring on a lot of negativity. Were you hesitant to do Families of the Mafia? And give me a positive that's arisen from doing this series.
No, I think the biggest positive is that we're able to set the record straight, you know, and tell our side of the story mm-hmm. as well as the other families on the show. But, you know, everybody has their opinion. I grew up where everyone had an opinion about me anyway, you know, whether it was my father cooperated or he was a gangster. Everyone always had something to say and pretty much judged me and felt like I was going to, you know, I'm a certain kind of way because of my father. And I learned to come to terms with that and use that as my stepping stone. And for me to just really, you know, be able to, people are going to judge me anyway, but now at least let them judge me from telling my story. I'm okay with that.
All right, Karen, thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to be watching. I mean, I'm infatuated by, you know, this sort of material, and I thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Karen Gravano, the daughter of notorious mob boss Sammy the Bull Gravano from MTV's docuseries Families of the Mafia, which returns tonight, 9 o'clock on MTV.
The things you want to feel, I'll give you anything. Feel it coming till you wake up on your own. I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Tee off for a great cause at the 14th annual Heather Miller Memorial Golf Tournament, Friday, July 30th at Ogilby Park's Crispin Golf Club. Register now for the four-person scramble with an 11 a.m. shotgun start. There will be door prizes, cash prizes, boxed lunches, non-alcoholic drinks, and a lot of fun. Proceeds benefit the Center for Organ Recovery and Education. Celebrate Heather's life by raising money for CORE. Find the Heather Miller Memorial page on Facebook for details. Tee off for a great cause at the 14th annual Heather Miller Memorial Golf Tournament, Friday, July 30th at Ogilby Park's Crispin Golf Club. Register now for the four-person scramble with an 11 a.m. shotgun start. There will be door prizes, cash prizes, boxed lunches, non-alcoholic drinks, and a lot of fun. Proceeds benefit the Center for Organ Recovery and Education. Celebrate Heather's life by raising money for CORE. Find the Heather Miller Memorial page on Facebook for details.
The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. With interest rates at an all-time low and available money at an all-time high, never before has the opportunity been greater for those individuals that have experienced bankruptcy, divorce, slow credit, no credit, even high lease or loan payoffs to purchase the car, truck, SUV, or minivan of their dreams at a price and payment they can afford. Rush into A&B Kia, located directly off the Bugs Run Road exit in Benwood, or apply online by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy with an answer within the hour. Hurry before the money runs out. The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. Now is the time. A&B Kia is the place. A&B Kia, located directly off the Bugs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
When Mary arrived for her second visit, she opened my door and danced from the door to my front desk with this huge smile on her face. And then she just started bawling. She starts to tell me that it was the first time in 12 years that she felt relief. And then I started to well up.
That's Dr. Sean Ritchie of Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. And Mary Danced In is just one of his thousands of success stories.
Peripheral neuropathy, if I can explain it in terms that they feel it, it's like if you would sit on your foot and your foot falls asleep, you start to tap it and it comes back to life. Or their foot never comes back to life. It's always feeling that numbness, that pins and needles, that tingling, and it just never goes away. So Mary comes in, proceeded to hear that she's had this for 12 years, got to the point where she was about to go into a walker. 2 days later, She's dancing.
For your free consultation, call 304-224-1333. That's 304-224-1333. Or visit MaryDanceDin.com.
I am Dr. Sean Ritchie. I am teaming up with Dr. Michael Skarden to bring hope to the neuropathy sufferers in the Weirton area.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Truck accessories, custom wheels, lift kits, and more. WheelingTire.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bloom Daddy.
Hey, good Friday morning to you. Entertainment news. Antonio Banderas, latest actor to join Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones 5. Production currently underway. Film set to debut July 29th, 2022. Stink, you've been bugging me about this forever. Here you go. Lifetime has announced Harry and Meghan escaping the palace will premiere Monday, September 6th at 8 o'clock. Because I know you're going to be sitting there just waiting for that. The Talk is hiring a host to replace Sharon Osbourne, and I've got the exclusive audition tapes.
Auditions for The Talk. Please slate your name.
Ozzy Osbourne here. I know you can barely understand me, but it's still better than having Sharon on the show. Sharon! Oh, I forgot. She's not here.
Andrew Dice Clay. Put me in a room with a bunch of chicks. You'll have to change the name of this show to The Bang. Oh!
Gordon Ramsay. Cheryl! Stop getting your knickers in a twist. My gran could argue better, and she's dead.
Mr. Forever President Donald Trump. Frankly, your ratings are a disaster. I will save this show so bigly.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Bill Cosby. I'm back, cut!
Who would you take out of that group? Who would you take?
Andrew Dice Clay. No doubt.
I think I'd go with Ozzy. The Ozzy impersonation was good.
I think I'm going to go with Trump.
The Yankees scheduled to kick off the second half of Major League Baseball's regular season by hosting the Red Sox last night. Instead, Major League Baseball postponed the game because of the Yankees' latest round of COVID-19 issues. They have 3 positive cases. Hey, by the way, all 3 were vaccinated.
Oh,
in case you were wondering. Yeah, all 3 vaccinated, but they've got COVID.
Well, if the whole team, then just let them play.
Exactly. Because if you're vaccinated, then the symptoms and what you might experience is going to be so less severe, so they say. So what's the big deal? Right? Let them play.
I'm tired. I'm tired of it.
Really? Are you? Yeah. I was tired of it a year ago. Let's go back a year. Bob Costas, this jock-smelling wannabe, went on an anti-Republican tirade during an interview on a St. Louis radio station. He blasts former President Trump, and he said this. He said, but the Republican Party, by and large, with exceptions, Romney, Liz Cheney, with exceptions, by and large, they aren't just right-wing. They're living in a delusional world. And no part of your movement led by Donald Trump can ever be about honesty, integrity, or any sort of consistent principle or any rational understanding of patriotism. This was a guy who was willing to subvert the very pillars of democracy if it suited him. Now, wait a minute. What administration just admitted to censoring?
Yes.
Very information on social media. Yeah, he also blasted the recently held CPAC convention in Dallas, comparing the conservative event to a Mardi Gras of lunacy and ignorance. I've always hated Bob Costas. I've said that many, many times. I can't stand the guy because he's a jock-sniffing wannabe who's got not an athletic bone in his body, who is the epitome of arrogance and elitism. Just listen to him. Now, I get it. I come off as an absolute buffoon most of the time because I am. I'm not trying to hide it. But this guy sits around reading a thesaurus, trying to come up with words you've never heard of before to make you think he's so much smarter than you. I've hated him since I was 10 years old. I could see the arrogance coming out of him. And I can't stand anybody who talks sports who can't dribble a ball or hit a ball or throw a ball. Have you ever seen him? Like in a celebrity softball game?
No, I've never seen
it. It is pathetic.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, pathetic. And then you get this views coming from this jock sniffer. That's all Bob Costas ever was. That's all Bob Costas ever will be. You got a Gallup poll out. It really, really shows the big difference in which institutions Republicans and Democrats trust. 76% of Republicans trust the police, just 31% of Democrats. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's telling right there.
Yes.
51% of Republicans have confidence in the church or organized religion. Just 26% of Democrats do.
Whoa.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and say I go to church every day. I don't.
No.
And I've said often that I need to go more than I do. I do pray at home, and I do believe in God. If you don't have some sort of faith, even a little bit of faith, if you don't have a little bit of a love of a higher being, then you're going to lack respect for other human beings. You just are. I mean, I think you are. You're going to lack respect for rules and regulations. And what do we see with the vast majority of the Democratic Party right now? Yeah. They're all about no rules, no regulations, no God, nothing.
Dirty. Liars.
I mean, so that doesn't surprise me right here. When it comes to trusting the presidency, now that Biden's in the White House, 62% of Democrats trust the presidency. I bet you if you had taken this poll when Trump was in the White House, it would have been like 8% of Democrats.
Oh, yes.
But 62% of Democrats trust the presidency. Just 13% of Republicans do. Now, Democrats have a significantly more confidence in newspapers and TV news. Well, that's because it's the PR arm of the Democratic Party. Only three institutions had confidence from a majority of Americans. Small business at the top at 70%. The military at 69%. But the bottom line with this Gallup poll, trust in key institutions in general has fallen. I think that's the bottom line, what you take away from this. Did you want to say something?
No, I saw you hesitate for a second. Looking, the phone ringing.
If you were wondering, Sam is not with us today. Okay, she took the day off. That's why you don't hear her chiming in as we go. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hours, we're still going to do the X-Files because Gillian Anderson, I love her, from the X-Files, she just canceled bras.
She what?
She canceled bras.
Nice.
She's not wearing bras ever again.
Now, there's a cancel culture I can get into.
Might have to do a Blue Daddy informal survey on this one, ladies.
Unless you're Betty White. I don't know about that.
Yeah. And our fun Friday topic today, talk to text. Seriously, is there a worse invention in the history of mankind than talk to text? Have you ever done a talk to text, sent it, and then all of a sudden looked at it afterwards and thought, oh, my God. We're going to be talking about talk to text coming up at 7:35. Your top headlines right around the corner.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.